This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. President's Day is traditionally one of the biggest days of the year for mattress sales, and spending on sleep-related stuff is on the rise. Direct-to-consumer mattress company Casper cited the growing sleep economy in filings for its recent IPO. But sleep's role in the economy is about much more than spending on memory foam and weighted blankets. The Centers for Disease Control says a third of American adults don't get enough sleep, and companies are starting to wake up to the ways that can hurt business. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Pete Tomczak's life has been getting busier lately. The Eugene, Oregon medical device sales rep has taken on more responsibility at work. He's also just started grad school and has a two-year-old at home.
I can't afford to not be at 100%. And sleep is becoming ever more important.
When he doesn't get at least 7 hours,
I'm more irritable. Things that wouldn't normally make me upset me. I'm less patient.
Such pernicious effects of sleep deprivation haven't traditionally been a focus of the corporate world, outside of industries where safety is a concern, says Chris Barnes, a management professor at the University of Washington.
Maybe not as dramatic as having a nuclear meltdown or a bunch of people crushed in a workplace, but we're still suffering a lot of the same effects in boring white-collar office jobs.
His research shows sleep-deprived workers make more mistakes, are less engaged, and make less ethical decisions, all of which adds up to a significant loss of productivity. Wendy Troxell is a behavioral scientist with the RAND Corporation. Her research found lack of sleep in the U.S. contributes to more than 1 million lost workdays per year, resulting in a drag on GDP of more than $400 billion.
This idea that sleep is the thing we sacrifice to increase our productivity and get more done is just a sort of mortally flawed belief.
And more businesses are starting to pay attention to the importance of sleep. Mike Kish is the founder of Better, a sleep health workplace program that uses tracking and coaching to help workers get better rest. He says he's seeing increased interest in offering the benefit in industries like media, tech, and finance.
I think they're really starting to understand how poor the sleep health of their employees are and how that's contributing not only to lower productivity, but it's increasing their overall healthcare costs.
Inadequate sleep contributes to major health issues like heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.